Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, good afternoon. Good late afternoon on the East Coast. It is July 20th, year of our Lord, 2021. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live. It is one of two for Tuesday. This is usually very, very well-trafficked Facebook Live. So if you're coming on here, welcome everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you today. A lot of real estate projects happening today in my circle of influence. So if you are here today, welcome to Facebook Live. Aaron, welcome to Facebook Live today. It is an honor to be here with you. Lori, good to see you this afternoon in Orange County, California. Tracy Williford, how are you this afternoon? Welcome. It is 2 for Tuesday, Facebook Live. Topic for today's Facebook Live is the knowing factor, meaning you're in the know, in the now. Eric Picard, good to see you this afternoon. Eric, I will miss coaching you. Let's see, I'll miss coaching you this week, Eric. Al Perhax, welcome. Good to see everyone this afternoon. Al, you are the man. Good to see you here. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. The topic for today's live is knowing. K-N-O-W-I-N-G, not N-O-I-N-G, not knowing, but K-N-O-W-I-N-G. Henry from Cody, Wyoming, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Now, Henry, you know I've been to Cody, Wyoming, one of those beautiful small towns in America. Jesse, welcome to Facebook Live. Knowing. So when you're in the know and you're in the now, you're present. So when you know, you know. When you know, that's a higher level of belief. And that belief is a sense of certainty. I have coached for 23 years, 60,000 plus hours, one-on-one, 12,000 clients. And now these are people who have actually hired me to be their coach. These aren't 20-minute coaching calls. These are people who have hired me with somewhere between $3,000 to $5,000 investment in my coaching services. So these are people who are actually seeking content, insight, wisdom, sobriety, recovery, people who are in some level of commitment. However, a large percent of my coaching clients that I've coached, when I start coaching them, and are a high level of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And then factor that the people who hire me are at a much higher level of consciousness. So factor where the rest of society is at a very low level of energy. If you study any of David Hawkins' content, Hawkins says in his book, The Map of the Scale of Consciousness Explained, that somewhere around 80% of society calibrates energetically at cycles per second or hertz at less than 180 cycles a second. So that means that you are watching this Facebook Live this afternoon. You are already the law of the few, the LOF, the few who are committed, the few who are serious, the few who are in some level of recovery, sobriety, and consciousness, meaning that you have a back-to-back day of sobriety emotionally. You may have a back-to-back day sobriety of codependency, alcoholism, drugs, any multitude of situations where you suppress your feelings. And the more you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. I have a very, very unique real estate project going on. It's called the 1031 Exchange. The money has to be held by what is called an accommodator. It's an escrow account that's facilitated by an attorney. There are three contractors that are on the job site at any given point. And yesterday, on a Monday, none of them were on the job site. Now, what was interesting about that is there's a large investment that's been put forth for that property, yet on a Monday, none of them were there. And because human beings are predictable, one of the contractors is not answering his telephone. And I understand him, know him, have done business with him. So that means that in knowing I knew that, that means I also have to adapt and adjust and be able to be present, not lose my composure, because this type of situation can lead to a multitude of health challenges. Now, I have had prostate issues, I have had kidney stones, I've had bladder issues, and that comes from being pissed off. I mean, this is your mind-body connections, the more you understand this. So unresolved anger, resentment, hate, rage, Now, a lot of these feelings are still leftover residual effects of the trauma that I endured as a child, the trauma I endured as a teenager, the trauma that I put myself through in my 20s, the adrenaline I lived on as a drug addict, a drug salesman, a drug user, an alcoholic, a pathological liar, and all the other situations that a chronic addict does to fulfill the feelings of low esteem. So in a 10-year period, a 20-year period, a 30-year period, I'm in a process of letting go. But we have been through so many events that have shaped our feelings that we selectively forget some of the events that caused us the most trauma. The more you understand why you do what you do, the more you uncover, the more you release, the more you let go, it'll improve your health issues. It'll improve your ability to not stuff your feelings so the weight stays on your body. It will allow your lymphatic system, your adrenal system, the systems in your body to be able to operate in a state of flow. You won't have sinus headaches, sinus conditions. You won't have hay fever and other multitude of situations that keep you in a state of dis-ease, in a state of inflammation. This definitely can affect your flow. And the more you understand what's going on in the world with all the pressure that's being put on us by the people that you know, the people, and the pressure that's being put to do this and don't do this, and take this medically and take this medically, and do this and don't do that. Oh, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. Well, it's our responsibility as a collective consciousness of enlightened souls to understand that there's trauma-based mind control that's happening. And so as you begin to step out of that veil and step over here and know what's going on, now you're in the know. And what you know oftentimes can get you in trouble. It's threatening to be in the know. So you don't want to fear the know, you want to embrace the know. And you want to know now. And the more you know, the less that you will be in judgment, the less you will be in low self-esteem, the less you'll be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Because when you know, you're in the flow. And when you know, then you're certain. And in that sense of certainty, you can let people go. And in the know, you're dating someone and you feel they're lying to you. And instead of feeling they're lying to you, you know they're lying to you and you can let them go. And when you're hiring a contractor and you ask them a commitment question, they go, well, I'm really busy. I can probably start in the middle of the July. And then it's now August 1st. And you know you were lied to, and you know that you can't count on that person's word. That's the no. And so instead of giving people second, third, and fourth chance, it's going to be your responsibility to hear what's meant, not said. Someone said to me yesterday, yeah, but. That's a common statement that a sensitive, defensive person. So it's interesting how people that seek wisdom, it's like your attorney, you hire an attorney, and the attorney tells you, don't contact your ex-spouse, and then your ex-spouse sends you a text and you respond to it. And then you tell your attorney, yeah, buddy, ask me a question. And the attorney said, you just paid me $550 for an hour of advice. And you went ahead and did what your ego told you. And your ego wants to validate, justify. Even though you knew what to do, you couldn't help yourself because you're an addict. Now, when you can admit you're an emotional addict, when you can admit you're addicted to a set of feelings, now you can move into a place of awareness. And when you're in awareness, then you can move into acceptance, because awareness and acceptance are a concurrent set of energy that once comes together allows you to be honest. And in rigorous honesty, you can tell when people are lying to you. But when you're lying to yourself about relationships and other situations that go on, I recently coached someone who was in a relationship and found out that the person they were dating was dating someone else. And they knew it, but they didn't want to hear it. And that's a common commonality that an addict will do, is they want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And then the ego goes, yeah, but I was taught to, we have each other's back. Well, having each other's back is one thing in a firefight or in a foxhole. But being able to hear what's meant is not about having someone's back. That's about hearing what is meant when someone's telling you a lie. And the more that you know when someone's lying to you, when someone says, yeah, Y-E-A-H, I'll get back to you, your limbic brain has to go into a state of response mode. But your analytical mind tends to go into a state of react mode. And then you believe this and you get seduced. And then this person that says, yeah, I'll get back to you, they have now joined a program called the Witness Protection Program, and they have disappeared. And the more you understand why people do what they do, if you have conflict consciousness and you find yourself in conflict frequently, because your ego wants to be in a force counterforce relationship, even though you tell yourself you know better, but you keep doing it, you are an addict. And when you get clear on that, when you move into a state of recovery, and the type of addict I'm talking about is not a binge drinker or a binge eater. The type of addict I'm covering here this afternoon is an emotional addict who's addicted to a set of feelings, who recreates a series of relationships over and over to fulfill a set of feelings that keep you emotionally addicted. And when the pain is great enough, when you said, I'm so done with this, any multitude of situations that you have crossed the bridge and you look back over it and you say, I'm going to let go of this resentment. I'm going to let go of this regret. I'm going to let go of this guilt. I'm going to let go of this shame and this apathy. I'm going to be and stay present. And when you can be and stay present, when you're in the moment, when you're in the know, when you're in the now, when you're now. So what that means is you're present. Present means you don't have thoughts racing about the future. You're not trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened. You're not seeking revenge. You're not trying to get even with someone. You're not trying to punish someone. You're not worried about an outcome that hasn't happened. You're not worried about what you're going to do when the situation happens. You let it go and you show up. And you show up being your best you. When you show up being your best you, now you bring to a table a different set of charisma, a different level of energy, an energy that's enlightening, an energy that's spiritual, an energy that comes from contribution, an energy that comes from service and value, from charisma. And that energy is very attractive. And that energy, people will follow you because they believe you know. And when you believe you know and they believe you know, now you have the connection. And that becomes an organic connection. It's organic. It's not forced. It's not being coerced. It's not handling an objection. It's like you understand. And this is why the fortune is never in the follow-up. That's just a statement that's told. The fortune is in creating the fortune. There's no set of circumstances about the fortune. But the reason you tend to not follow up with people is because you can hear them lying to you. And you don't follow up with people because you got taught to follow up with people 7 to 10 times. You only follow up with people who merit a follow-up because you know who merits the follow-up. You also know it's a waste of time. But when you doubt yourself, you can't be in that energy. When you constantly live in the reptilian brain, that's the portion of the brain that's underneath the analytical brain. When you live in that reptilian brain, that brain that processes, thinks, and analyzes, and continues to ask, how do I, how do I, how do I? And you have to continue to create conflict to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem and not being good enough. Or you continue to sabotage yourself because you're not good enough. Or you continue to alienate people because you're not good enough. And then you let go of this intoxicated state. I don't understand why this happens to me. You're not in the know. You're in the not. You don't know what's going on. And that's where many people live. They live in a feeble state of not knowing what they know. And then they avoid what they know because if they did what they know, then they couldn't be a victim. They wouldn't be able to receive the same payoff. And it takes a very committed person to swallow the pill of humble pie that says, I can let go. I can let go of the payoff. I'm willing to let go of being a victim. I'm letting go of being right. I'm letting go of judgment. I'm letting go of looking at people like I'm not good enough. And when you learn to do this, it becomes very liberating because you'll change who and what you attract. And as you begin to change who and what you attract, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. It becomes very, very liberating. So in knowing is also connected to awareness. So that means your heightened sense of awareness, you have a sense of feel. You know what's going on in a direction. You feel what's going on. You operate off sense of feel. It's like if you were playing baseball and you were in the batter's box and you were anxious about the pitcher hitting you in the head or the ball's going to be so fast, you don't have the bat speed. All these things you're thinking, you're actually attracting to fulfill your feelings. But you go into the batter's box and you let your muscle memory take over because you have so much repetition and experience from playing T-ball, Little League, high school baseball. You played Babe Ruth League. You played Junior American Legion. And you played high school. You played college. And you played all. And you have all this repetition and experience. Then you can just absolutely let go and let your body be in a relaxed state and move into the motion, putting the bat on the ball. And when you put the bat on the ball, exceptional things can happen because you have ball movement. But when you have the bat in the shoulder, nothing can happen because you're in fight or flight. And as you begin to let go of fight or flight, this is why people don't prospect. because they have so much anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? Who do I talk to? How do I come across? What do I do with? They live in this state of wonderment, this overwhelmed state of being unable to perform in a set of standards, in a set of guidelines where they can excel. But if you have job skills and you haven't learned free enterprise skills, then you'll be in a state of fight or flight, in a state of not knowing. There's a repetition and experience. There's an incubation period. There's a let go period. And if you want to live the good life, it's not going to come from trading time for dollars. I mean, school teaching, being in the medical communities. I mean, those whole professions have changed in the last 10 years, 5 years. And then in the last 2 years, the pressure put on teachers, parents, the pressure that's put on from society and the medical community. And I mean, there's a lot of gaslighting, ghosting. There's a lot of this going on. I mean, if you want out of these professions, it's going to be your responsibility to know what to do with your time, to follow a set of systems and routines that are about you, not about someone else. You know what to do, but you have to stop avoiding what you know. And when you know what you know, then you are you and you are free. When you doubt what you know, then you are not you and you are not free. You are your ego. And your ego is the lower self that lives in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Then you get controlled by the controllers, the handlers. They're handling you. They're telling you where to go. They're telling you where to stand in line. They're telling you what medication to take. They're telling you if you don't do this, you don't get that. So you become a victim of the circumstances. But when you stand up to tyranny, when you stand up to your own ego, when you stand up and then really let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and you can separate your feelings, and you have clearly defined boundaries with relatives, employers, employees, people in your influence, when you stop dating perpetrators, violators, abusers, when you don't let people put you in a position that you have to explain yourself, justify, and validate, when you move into a higher state of consciousness, and you are you and you are free, and you change your communication between the brain and the body, and you're in a state of awareness, you're in a state of knowing, and you understand, instead of saying, okay, 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 start saying, I understand. Because once you understand, you know. But when someone keeps saying, okay, okay, that's an acknowledgement. That's not a yes. That doesn't mean anything. Okay is an acronym. O-K, O-K-A-Y. What does it mean? Nothing. It's an acknowledgement. But when you say to yourself, I understand, I'm receiving, I deserve this content, I can apply this content. It's a different context. The brain-body connection moves into a state of flow. It moves into a state of energy. Now, there's a centrifugal energy. It means there's an undertow happening. That centrifugal energy is not force. That is power. That is what is underneath a wave in the ocean. It's centrifugal energy. That's what creates the rip curl. It's that energy from underneath. It's that power. And when you step into that power, you become the wave. And see, that wave particle that you send from a state of no is different from a wave particle you send of I doubt. And when you live in doubt, your foot's on the dock and your foot's on the boat, and you're not really going anywhere. There's the possibility you could travel to the other side of the ocean, or there's the possibility you stay right there in the dock. And since you don't really have to make a decision, you can just stay right there and not change. That's what many people do. They straddle the dock and the boat because they doubt that the world is round. They think the earth is flat, and they're afraid they're going to fall off the edge of the world. And eventually they find out the world is round, then they can go around the world instead of just standing right there in the dock. And unfortunately, that's what so many people do. They get ready to get ready. They do the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. They avoid change. They avoid letting go. They avoid what they avoid because they're chronic avoiders. And if that's not you, then you have a chance to really be your best you. Being your best you means you do the simple disciplines one day at a time that creates the implementation of change. But when you keep saying, I don't know what to do, and you keep avoiding what to do, and you promise yourself you're going to clean the garage out, you're going to do the back taxes, you're going to prospect today, you're going to write a post today, you're going to exercise today, you're not going to eat cheesecake today. You have all these situations that you're not going to do, and then you fucking do them because you can't help yourself. And if that's you, it's time to change. And change is not difficult. Change is an implementation. Change is a choice. Change isn't difficult at all. What's difficult is the way you live. Struggle is difficult. Being in the flow is a different situation. Holding on to weight is difficult because you have to carry it. Letting go of it's much easier. But the way your brain-body communicates this situation determines whether you're in flow or whether you're in resistance. It determines whether you're in power or whether you're in force. Because what you believe is your sense of certainty. And if you're certain you're not good enough, then you'll go out and prove it to people. And this is what so many people do. Hi, my name's Jeff. I'm not good enough. Why don't you just reinforce that by just gaslighting me, ghosting me, rejecting me, abandoning me? And let's just get this over really quick so I can spend the rest of my day being a victim. This is just too good a day for me to enjoy it. So that's what so many people do, is they never move into a state of prosperity because they are not good enough. And it's not their fault, but it is their responsibility to be able to let go. And if you aren't able to change the mind-body connection, if you can't see what happened in your childhood as a junior high and high school, that as you attracting the same people over and over, then you're going to stay in an emotional state of unawareness in a place called anxiety, fear, and doubt. And doubt's where so many people hang their hat. They hang their hat on the hook of doubt, and they hang around that hook for a long time. They try to figure it out. They live in their analytical egoic mind. They try and control outcomes that haven't happened. Then they live in the state of wonderment. Why is this happening to me? I don't understand this. Why are all the men? Why are all the women? Why are all of my leads? Why does this always happen to me? Why do people not show up? Why do people take advantage of me? Why do I get violated? Why am I in conflict? I mean, it's not why. I mean, let go is why. It happens because a series of events have created a neurochemical response called a reaction. And most people spend their entire life reacting to a set of stimulus. Once you teach yourself stimulus response, now you're changing the energy between the brain and body. Now you're integrating the right brain, the left brain, the brain in your gut, so that you're connected. Then once you're grounded in that, now you can connect to source. Now content arrives, leads show up organically. People buy from you easily and effortlessly. People join your team that you never have joined your team before. There's a level of ease to it rather than a level of struggle. And you'll move out of the state, I don't know. Now, this is a common set of words that people use in the English language. I don't know. I request that in the next few days, you do your own research and watch how many people you communicate with say, I don't know. Americans in sentences with I don't know. Americans put I don't know in sentences. Americans put the word guess in a sentence. Now, by inserting the word guess in a sentence, which actually has no value to the sentence, by putting the word guess in the sentence, you're telegraphing that you don't know. I'm guessing. I guess. When kinda, it's kinda. It's a very common kinda, K-I-N-D-A, is a derivative of kind of, which are two words that mean nothing. Just look at it. Write it on a whiteboard. Write it on a post-it. Kind of. I mean, Americans use this nonverbal cues and these words of disappointment and these words of doubt in a sentence, not understanding that word is law. When you understand that word is law, you'll be aware of your words and you'll use your words wisely. When you're not aware of how word is law, you'll just use your words loosely and you'll do what everyone else does, tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at the grave safely. In an overwhelmed, overweight state of unconscious consciousness, living in a state of regret. Now, that's not the good life. That is a life of struggle. And if you've struggled enough and you no longer want to be a noble struggler, then you can move into a state of knowing. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you are on this Facebook Live and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to go right up there to Messenger, request one. I'll get back to you within 24 hours. Today is 2-4 Tuesday, so this is number one of 2-4 Tuesday. I'm going to run down and look at my property. Concrete was poured today. That is a major accomplishment. It has been a very interesting 5 weeks. Jennifer says, I give up the struggler's flag. That's awesome. Carmen, good to see you this afternoon. Henry, thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. Mike, good to see you. Jennifer means nothing, verbal diarrhea. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here. Aaron, I saw Bernice. Heather, good to see you this afternoon. Thank all of you for being here. I saw Al, Mike Green, good to see you in beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Mike, I saw a full-page ad of Cisco's yesterday in the magazine Cowboys and Indian. Oh my God. So I'm sure you've been there at Cisco's in downtown beautiful Coeur d'Alene. Jesse, great coaching you yesterday. I will be here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Looking forward to seeing many of you at Breakthroughs to Success. I'm getting closer and closer to picking a date for that event. So you have an outstanding afternoon. Tracy, great to see you this afternoon. Honored to be your coach and friend. Great coaching you today. Carmen, miss coaching you. Have a great afternoon, everyone.